As I said earlier, I'm just going to be dropping links to useful websites, mostly within our wikis and within our forums that have been extremely helpful to me. I'll be following some of the class format, and again, so that I don't feel like I'm talking to myself, please speak up as often as possible, or if I don't get to a question in Fleet Chat because I'm bouncing around on a website, go ahead and just tell me to shut up and wait for a sec. So again, this is Introduction to NullSec Campus. As we were discussing, two differences, LowSec, HighSec, NullSec, main primary difference. You take security hits and possible gate guns while you're in LowSec, and unless you are flashy, you are a typical non-engageable target. Once you are in NullSec, it is all free-for-all except for those that are obviously blue, green, or purple in your fleet, in your alliance, or in your corp. And there are bubbles, large spheres that will stop your warping unless under certain conditions. And if you don't already know about those conditions, then by all means avoid the bubbles as much as possible. We'll get down to NullSec for the practical at the fleet later, and we'll talk about bookmarks and how to avoid those bubbles as much as possible. But in the meanwhile, we'll go ahead and move on through the NullSec. Mission of the NullSec campus is to establish and maintain a supportive base and NPC null security space. In other words, we are in Syndicate. We are not in SOV. We are not in a space that we own. It is public, as it were. To give students the opportunity to experience living in null security with all the challenges and glory that comes with it, NullSec campus will provide the opportunity to learn, survive, make and PvP successfully in null security space. Again, like I said, please speak up with any questions at any point. Again, the rest of this website has a very good overview. Let me go ahead and pull up the next website. If there are any questions you have before we move on to the next site, again, we'll spend more time and less time depending on the relevancy. So this is NullSec Campus. Go ahead and open up that webpage. There's some good links in here in terms of just general fleet terminology and how to be in a fleet. For those of you that have maybe been in the LOSEC fleet, the standing fleet, as it were, for the LOSEC campus, one of the major differences you'll find is that in low-security campus, you will find that the fleet is generally spread the heck out. They are multiple systems away, whereas at NullSec, we typically stay within only 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 or 6 at the most at any one particular time, jumps away from the major hubs. We are located in I'll pull up a dot map so you guys can follow that. We're usually located just in that EZA system. And again, just, you know, kind of clutter about just a few jumps away. And so if there's ever a what's called a quick response fleet, or if there's any kind of request for help while you're traveling about, usually help can be just literally just a few jumps away. Whereas in other campus, I don't know how it is at Wormhole campus, but I know I've seen it at LOSEC where people are 6, 7, 8, 10 jumps away, and there's not enough to organize a quick response. So again, if you can scroll down to the campus rules are fairly general. Diplomatic concerns, there's a lot of smack talking, to be honest, that goes on in local for everyone. It's just general that we have to keep to the uni rules of profanity and whatnot. PvP, there's a lot of PvP. For those that wish to get a general idea as to how PvP works, this is a great way to start. Let me see, my character now is coming up on a 1-year anniversary, and I believe I spent the first 4 or 5 months hitting rocks. I did a lot of mining, and so it was October of last year that I joined up with the NullSec campus, and there is a great opportunity to buy some frigates or take some frigates down there, and we'll get to some travel concerns or freighter concerns in a bit. But take some frigates down there and just get them blown up and learn how to die and then eventually learn how not to die. And then once you get that under your belt, you can start working on the actual killing part. PvE, there is considerable amount of ISK to be made from PvE. If you are looking for real PvE ISK making, incursions is the way to go. There are individuals that have come down to NullSec myself included, who continued to participate in incursions from time to time, or to participate in just, say, level 4 missions, like up in Langisi, just have a junk clone, and just do some missions that are level 4 that generate more ISK and then spend that ISK on ships to get blown up down in Nullsec. Otherwise, there are PvE activities down in the Nullsec area. However, they do require a bit more robust of battleships or battlecruisers to run some of the sites. And we can get sites in a bit later as well in terms of what's available in terms of large group sites and then just kind of individual sites. You can run missions down there as well. However, the variety of NPCs to take the missions from is fairly scarce. Communication, again, it is fairly open in terms of the amount of camaraderie and discussion and BS that gets talked in about in comms. I would say about, for anyone else that's here from NSC that can speak up, I would say about 25 to 15% of the time when you jump into to comms, it'll be some sort of form of combat comms. When there is some sort of combat or a pursuit or a request for support being called out. In that time, we have a small group of individuals that usually step up to the cause and they'll come to the rescue, as it were, in terms of leading a small group. In terms of campus services, go ahead and scroll on down to campus services. We have a very good, robust list of services that we provide. Jump freighter support, there's the link for it. I'll link it later as well. Carrier transport, I just put in a contract for Carcass to ship some of my fitted ships left over from the war, from Jita, over to the Nullsec campus. The module rebuy, that's some of these expensive, or let me see, let me rephrase that, and there goes my socket connection. My apologies. But at any rate, what you'll find is that sometimes you'll get very pricey drops, as it were. You'll get some dead space or faction loot, and you can sell those to the NSC, and those can get resold within campus. Space communism hangar. Yeah, so there's some hangars, and then the implant replacement program. For those that missed that, this is probably the one thing that that I took advantage of the most often is the implant replacement. Anytime, again, the basic rules, it says right here, replacement for up to 2 + 3 learning implants per pod per day. And so on a regular basis, I would lose a pod maybe 3, 4, 5 times a week. And every single time I had +3 learning implants in order to keep working towards those +2 guns or tier 2 guns. And those +3 learning implants definitely continue to keep that skill train moving. And so the fear of losing your pod should be greatly diminished by having this program here. As I connect back into space. Frigate classes, this is good. It's a good list. Just grab any frigate, to be honest, and try to go blow stuff up. Let's go ahead and open up. Actually, we're going to bounce around a bit. Let me get you the map for Syndicate. All right, I'll go to another subject then, and I'll come back to the map in just a moment while we try to figure this out. So, do we have any questions thus far?
Nope.
All right, cool. All right, so once I get in, I got some more links. I got more websites. None of the dirty ones.
Is Nullsec for everyone?
Nullsec is for everyone, and everyone is for Nullsec. It's available to any uni member that's been accepted into the uni. There are really no other bylaws or any other qualifications needed.
I thought the freshman status is not enough.
No, at this point, the freshman status is not even a requirement. We've taken people that are literally a day old. And I'll post some more links on how to be... Some of the gentlemen down at NullSec considered new bros to be, what's the a polite way of saying this, a bit of a burden if they're not fleet knowledgeable, as it were. However, management, and I agree with management on this, that sometimes the only way to learn is to get tossed into the deep end, and if the person in the deep end drowns, it's their ISK that they're losing, and if they're not making good use of their time to learn, then that's up to them. But in terms of contributing to the rest of the team, you know, the rest of the members that are down there are typically knowledgeable enough to be able to handle themselves, and so if you drown, most of the time, it's because of your fault. So, go ahead and keep asking questions.
I read the wiki, and in the wiki stood I have to be 6 weeks or something like that in if uni.
Hold on a second. Let me find.
Yeah, that's why I asked, because I was looking at the LOSEC wiki, and there's a freshman requirement, but there's no such requirement in the NullSec wiki.
Yeah, those are antiquated sort of requirements. I think most of the campuses are pretty open about things, except for the wormhole, they're still a little tight, but Low and Null have both opened their doors pretty wide.
Yeah, so there's the link again for NullSec Campus. As you can see, joining the campus, that's all it is. It's join the chat channel, join Mumble, join the actual fleet. Setting up your overview, that's actually really important, super important. Everyone should have that set up no matter what anyway, unless it's post or during the war, which some of us modified our stuff. But that's it. Those are the only requirements for joining the campus.
If you actually check the NSC section of the forum, you will see a thread posted by Fargo. It should tell you everything that you need to know for joining the campus.
Actually, that's like it's a really good point, because that's one of a dozen different links I've got here. So you're stealing my thunder, bro. Yar. Hey, look at that. Someone who knows how to be a pirate. Yeah, that's one thing we like to be, is we like to be pirates. All right, hold on a second. Let me pull up .lang. Again, this is my first class, and I'm getting over my hangover now by drinking more coffee, so if I'm a little scattered, please forgive me. All right, please open up. Go ahead.
How many active folks do you have in the NullSec campus?
During our low periods, during when everyone has, it's that perfect timing of low population where it may be 7 or 8, 10. On a regular basis, we're closer up to 20 to 25. At max, maybe close to 35 or 40. So it's just the right kind of population for having small gang warfare. You're not going to see 100 ships flying about. You're not going to see, you know, 100-man trouble cat fleet fly by, but you'll certainly see plenty of people that are open and available for small gang or small PvE, which is really the best way to start. It's kind of Band of Brothers-ish in a sense, in that there's a lot of that small community. All right, so everyone should have their map open. So what you'll notice is in the upper right-hand corner, hold on a second, what's the password for NullSec UE5s? Chat, please, or the chat channel, it should be the same password as all other uni passwords for chat channels. An alternate map. Look at you.
I actually just was given yesterday when I came down.
That. Hold on a second. You're stealing my thunder.
Oh, sorry, bro.
Nah, it's okay. It's all fine. It's another map that I'll link in a minute. So again, everyone notice in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see Harul Placid. Up in Harul, that is the pipeline that leads you up to the LSC. From there, it drops straight down into MHC. Again, you'll see that purple line that drops into MHC. Dash, and we'll talk about this right now. We'll talk about TAC. You'll hear two different terms for TAC. TAC could be a tactical, and that's a bookmark in space that allows you to warp from position to position that is not based on a celestial or an object in space, but instead is a point in space that you've put a bookmark in. If you haven't learned how to put bookmarks in, we'll have to set up a bookmarking 101. And I guess that's another plug for us at the NSC, is that sometimes we'll conduct irregular classes directly down in NSC so that we don't have to fly up to Aldrat in order to conduct classes. And a lot of the classes that we conduct are usually kind of, quote-unquote, off the books. And these classes deal with specifics of how to deal with life in NullSec. So it'll be like an advanced class of EWAR. Edwig, don't worry. Go ahead and duck up in HiSec somewhere. What was I talking about? Oh, so specific classes. How to be a logistics pilot in a small gang, for a frigate gang, for a cruiser gang. And so we have these smaller, more intimate classes, where we have some of the more experienced players us out for small group practicals, which have been, for me, far more instructive than some of these large classes. So again, upper right-hand corner of that dotland map, you'll see Harul. From there, trace it back. There's the brown. It says MHC. TAC R3, or usually what we just refer to, the first two or three letters of a system. Down or south from there, you'll see 6E TAC. From there, you'll also notice to the left, another brown, is 6TAC CZ49, or 6TAC C as it's called. Okay, now watch this pipe as it goes up to Reblier, or Reblier, for those that have a better way to pronounce the R. And that is a LOSEC exit. So again, if you follow that path, upper right-hand corner, Harul, LOSEC, drops down into MHC, MHC down to 6E, 6E over to 6TAC C, 6TAC C back up to Reblier, another LOSEC pipe, and then from Reb it goes up into, I believe, Cheziot, which is it's one system higher, and it's a high security space, and that takes you up closer to Dodixie, which is about another 9 or 10 jumps away from Reblier. So again, that's the general pipeline that leads through our area of Syndicate. We're called Eastern Syndicate because that's just the northeast side of this map, as it were. So again, we're going to trace that back one more time. Reblier, low security, 6TAC C, 6E, MHC, and then up to Harul, which is low security, and that leads up to Stackmon and Barligot, where the BNI, the brave newbies are, as well as low security, where I forget where their campus is. So it's just those three short jumps, but those three short jumps become heavy traffic areas. So if we can trace that back down, Harul, MHC, 6E, 6TAC C, and then south from there, you'll see a greenish olive color, and you'll see EZA dash or TAC FM, and that is the home of NSC. And as you can see, all those different areas are rather dense, and we'll be, for those of us joining for the roam later, we'll be roaming about through some of those areas so that you can see firsthand what it's like to be in scary NullSec. So we're going to jump over to the other map here. I'll show you. Let me pull it up. So go ahead and open up this forum post. Tim Dog is a former uni member and used to be a former NSC guy. And so you'll see here a list of links, and primarily what you'll see is if you go down to the third, there's a Syndicate map, and it's the same basic map, but it's a little bit, I don't know, I like the black background. It's not as preferable. But the great thing about this map that you're pulling up now that shows Syndicate allows you to zoom in, and I love this, the legend on the far left. So again, if you notice in the upper right-hand corner, you see Harul. It's the white circle underneath the word Syndicate right under the Y. And if you go down south a bit, about four systems, five systems south of it, you'll see EZA-FM, and it's blue for Ivy. Ivy League, it's us. North, as it were, the orange, the M-O-W above that, it's a bit outdated. It is Moon Warriors, and they are actually now part of the Alliance. They are still a separate court, but they are friendly to us. We join ownership, as it were, of 6TAC C And as you can see here, this wonderful color scheme allows you to see as a legend what other corporations exist down in this NPC area. Any questions before we go from here? Let me close some of these windows so I don't come back to them by accident. Really, no questions. Wow. All right, so let's get to Tobor's post. So this is Tobor's post. This is a much more in-depth, I think Tobor used this as his English paper, because it is rather extensive, and it almost follows MLA guidelines. Come on, someone can laugh at MLA guidelines, right? Yeah, see, there you go. Thank you. The rest of Tobor's post really outlines in detail some of the things that we've been discussing. So let's go down to the bottom. If everyone can scroll down to part four. So who should I know down here? So this is a good little portion to talk about who's down here. So again, scroll on down to part four. Who should I know down here? NSC manager. NSC manager is Fargo. Fargo Fargon. Very nice Irish gentleman. And he has been leading the NSC now for a few months. And he's been doing a spectacular job. Hetalion is taking care of our hangars in terms of restocking ship replacements. So let's talk about that real quick. So ship replacements. There's two types of ship replacements available at the NSC. The first one are ships that are in hangars, in corporate hangars. Anyone that is in the corporation, I'm not sure what the requirement is now that I think about it. I don't know if you need freshman or just any title in order to access the hangars. But once you do have access to the hangars, we have the hulls in which you can grab a frigate, and sometimes we keep destroyers in there as well. That's Italian's job, is to make sure that hangar is kept restocked, so that if you do run your own frigates or your own hulls for other purposes, same thing goes for some modules. I don't know if anyone noticed this, but during the war, while up in Alderaat, there were hulls and there were high, mid, and low slot modules available in the Pator Tech station for anyone to grab access to. So you could grab an Atron, you could grab a Vigil, and there would be modules in there, and then you could insure it, and it was zero cost to you, and once you got it blowed up for the insurance, you could go ahead and reap on the insurance, and it was basically free ISK for you. So that's the first ship availability or hull availability program. The second is we keep some ships, fully fitted ships on contract. These ships follow NSC doctrine. So if you open up, here, this is a little practical, I suppose. If you open up your fittings menu in game, so you've got your fitting management, you'll see personal fittings and corporation fittings. So let's open up some corporation fittings. Anyone X up if they're not following along with us thus far with, opening up corporation fittings, and you need a minute. Excellent. So there you go. Thanks, Electric. Are you in-game? There you go. So if you hit Alt-F, that opens up your fittings. This is the fastest way I know how to get there. Does someone else know a better way to get to your fitting management without having to open up your fittings first? That's unfortunate. I thought someone had a new kikwi for me. So yeah, Alt-F opens up your ship fitting. You hit Browse. And then there's your fitting management. At the upper left-hand corner, you're going to click the drop-down menu, select corporation fittings. And what you'll see is if you even type in under the corporation fittings, there's a search window. Type in the words or the letters NSC. And once you've selected NSC, you can open up all of those fittings. And I'm clicking on them now. And the keyword NSC should give you a nice reference list of ships that have been pre-fitted and are usually found on contract at NSC. The price is about 10% more than the prices you'd find in Jeddah. But then again, of course, it'll allow you guys to be able to have any of your stealth bomber fists. Well, then, Edmund, that's actually a good point. Go ahead and bring that up to Fargo. And I believe the fitting manager is, I think, now nuclear as well. So, or nuclear, if you want to pronounce it incorrectly. So again, here's a nice little list. You'll see green check marks for the ships that you can fly and X check marks for the ships you cannot fly. We're currently looking into FleetUp, which is a nice website that allows you to see different doctrines. And then from within that list of various doctrines, go ahead and X up now or speak up if no one knows what a doctrine is. A ship doctrine or a fleet doctrine. 3, 2, 1. All right, so everyone, all 50, oh, there it is. All right. So, Omatis, since you're the only one that was brave enough to actually speak up, I'll go ahead and explain it briefly for you. Were you here for any part of the RVB war?
I was. I caught the end of it.
Okay. So, what you'll notice is if we were... Oh, stop it, Edwig. During the war, certain doctrines were called out. What a doctrine means is it's a specific... list of ships that the fleet needs to change into. So what we found was that during the fight, RVB was in a Cormorant doctrine. I don't know if they had a specific name for it, but they were Cormorants, which are destroyers. They were using rail guns, and they were heading out to, you know, fairly long distances, 50, 60, 70, 80, sometimes even 90 kilometers out, and they were able to snipe. Now, each individual cormorant that was hitting us wasn't doing much damage. However, when they could focus fire at such long distances while also burning away, they were effectively able to take out multiple uni members and then warp away. And it was semi-guerrilla warfare, even though their volume was in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, in terms of the number of ships that they were fielding. And so that's a specific doctrine. We came out with treble cats. Treble cats were basically caracals. Caracals were a critical mass of about 40 caracals, which is a cruiser that uses missiles. And these missiles were hitting out to 40, 50, and what it allowed our fleet to do would be to focus fire on a specific ship, and the first volley, or what's called an alpha strike, the very first flight of all those missiles from all those caracals would destroy a ship before the opposing side could try to repair that ship. And so it's an effective way of alphaing, as they say, or being able to one-shot multiple ships off of the field. And so I don't know if that answered the question for Omatis as to what a doctrine is. But multiple of the ships that you see here in the corporation fittings, these are individual ships that are a requirement for when you're flying in space in a group to have these fittings. These are the recommended fittings. Obviously, in some of these cases, you don't see Tier 2. Like I'm looking at the NSC Griffin, for example, right now. Hold on a second. Let me catch up on some of this fleet chat, because this looks like it's a good conversation. Hold on. Yeah. Yeah. So, oh, that's a good conversation going on there. By the way, let me know if you guys want to have these little side conversations, and I'll pause my babbling tongue, as it were. At any rate, so if you notice, looking at, say, the NSC Griffin right now, the NSC Griffin is full of all Tier 1 modules with Warrior 2s, or a single Warrior 2. Obviously, for those that can start to upgrade from there into Tier 2, that's your call. However, these are considered minimum fittings. There's another service. When do I get my... Oh, Electric, I love you. I love you so much. In about 15 minutes, we'll be able to set guns to YOLO, phasers to YOLO. In the meanwhile, if you, again, look at this list, like I said, it's all recommended fittings. There's a specific service called FleetUp that Captain Jack Sparrow, I believe, has set up or is a part of. And FleetUp basically allows you to see a list of doctrines. And this is the great part, is that it'll allow you to then upload your API, which basically reads your skill tree or your current skills. And from there, it can let you know which ships within that doctrine you can either fly, fly well, or not fly. And so the purpose of that is that someone like Fargo or a leader can set up multiple doctrines, say these are the exact ship fittings that we want. You may not vary. You must put this exact list of modules in this exact ship, and you must have these skills necessary to fly this ship well. And why is my phone blowing up? At any rate, get two free what? Wait, what'd I miss? Edmund, actually, you get plus three implants, not quads.
No, I know. I'm running four plus threes, though. That's what I mean.
Oh, plus threes. Right.
Well, see, that's the great thing.
Yeah, see, that's the great thing about the jump clones is, again, keeping like a training clone in high sec. I know a lot of guys, and I've got it as well, where I've got, you know, some I've got a specific clone that is just for training, and it's got plus fours in it because I've never trained up for plus five. But he's got plus fours, and he never undocks. If I'm going to be gone for the weekend or something, he goes, there you go, Edmund. Good job. So, anyway, enough about Fleet Up. It's a great service, but we're still kind of at the infancy stage. Let me grab another list for us in the next 15 minutes. I really don't like the idea of this class going on for a total of 90 minutes. Best way for moving. Here we go. Edmund, oh, in terms of undocking, nah, it's just, there's no purpose in undocking him. I mean, I used to use him for a high security PVE level 4 Sisters of Eve, mission running, but I don't do it anymore, so, yeah. Exactly. So anyway, best way for moving from Aldrat. Let me see here. Yeah, this is really not the best link, to be honest. My bad. Let me find... Alright, open up the latest link. Yeah, here. Go ahead and open up the latest link, and this is Nullsec Campus. This is where you find all the great discussions. Forget the rest of the other forum areas. Go ahead and X up if you do not see Eve University Forum Nullsec Campus section. X up if you're not in there. X up if you're AFK. Thank you. I love it when people troll. Callister, yeah, it's up to you. If you want to take a clone with implants, especially plus fours, yeah, down to Nullsec where you could get blabbed. So at any rate, thank you for those that are AFK for Xing up. Again, here's the Nullsec campus. And this is where I mostly get my links that I send to other individuals. Top link is NSC-sponsored jump freighter. That is exactly what it sounds like. You buy ships, fittings, modules, ammo in JITA. You do not assemble them. Everything is repackaged. You set the requirements in terms of the amount of volume, and we will jump for you for free from JITA to Nullsec Campus, or from Nullsec Campus. Ooh, what's this? People are linking more links. If they're better than mine, let me know.
No, we're just repeating your link.
Oh, right on. Cool. Thanks. If you got better links, then please, by all means, post them. So at any rate, NSC-sponsored jump freighter. I've taken advantage of that, and I find it amazing, awesome. This is my only suggestion. This is not a requirement, but my suggestion is to tip. Just the tip. Flubber, you know, in terms of getting stuff to arrive, it's taken, every single time I've used it, it's been less than a week. I've had anywhere from 1 to 5 days. And what percentage did you tip? In terms of, it's up to you. I think I've tipped anywhere from 5, 10, 40 mil at times, depending on the volume that I'm sending. Yeah, Edmund, that's not a bad way to go if you're a poor bro. Otherwise, honestly, if you've got the only other thing I would suggest is, and this is what I did, set up. If you don't have enough money or you don't want to set up another account, get an alt create a new character, fly that new character down to JITA, pause your skill training in your main, and at least train up for contracts. So you can at least set up at least one or two contracts. Or is it one or three contracts? So that way you can trade via contracts with your alt and your main. And that way your alt, you can send your alt money. Money buys things in JITA. That alt then item transfer contracts those things to your main. Your main can then set up a contract for courier from JITA to EZA. And then you can do the opposite. If you've got things that you've looted in EZA or if you want to extradite out of EZA and send it back to JITA. Well, let me catch on some of this fleet stuff. And yeah, Omatis, it's the regular, yeah, it's the password. And there you go. That link should work for you if you're in the uni. And you should be in the uni. So again, getting back to this, getting back on topic and ending this particular subject. NullSec Campus Threads. This is a great way to A, talk smack, B, keep up on general affairs, C, talk about reshipping and theory crafting, and mostly it's a way to keep up in terms of what's going on in terms of news. And there's a lot of great stuff in here. There's the I'm Here Now What New Bro Guide. I'll repost it. That's the Tobador or Tober link. Yeah. There it is. So that link right there is Tobor's link. I've posted it before. It's very useful. So let's see here. We've got 9 minutes left. I've covered most of it. Let me give you a couple more links. There's the instant reshipping and all those fits that we just looked at here in the fitting management. If you want to talk about the instant reshipping, these ships are the ones that are available in contract or the ships that you should be keeping in your hangar. Okay, the last one I just linked is the jump freighter runs. If you were in the main thread area, then you'd see it. Again, this is the best way to get stuff back and forth. So yeah, any questions? We've got 8 minutes thereabouts. There's warp disruptor rebels.
Are there any Amar ships in the hangar?
In the actual hangar as a whole, possibly, in terms of what's on contract. Let's see here.
There are a couple of Amar cruisers.
So open up the last link I just gave you, which is the instant reshipping.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. They've got a Nemesis. That's not what I'm looking for.
Nope. We usually do run Maulers from time to time. We really need to add that. So there's an Amar ship for you.
Augurer.
Yep.
Inquisitor.
Yep. So there's a couple in there. This, again, come join NSC and then poke at Fargo in order to fix this list or be a part of fixing this list. And as you can see, it's a 3-page long discussion at this point. So all input is good input. Really, no more questions? I couldn't have been that good. There you go, Edmund.
Okay. Oh, on this fleet that we
have. So, for those that are going to be joining us for the Rome, we'll be departing from I'm already in Heck, but I'll fly up to Aldrat. We'll be departing from Aldrat at, what is that, 1800? It's 10 o'clock my time. We'll be departing in 6 minutes from Aldrat. We'll be swinging through Heck.
That's 1700.
Yeah, whatever that time is, sure. All I know is my LA time, and my LA time is the only time I know. We'll be swinging through Heck. I'll be posting the high-sec destination for those that don't want to enter into scary low-sec by themselves, and we'll move in as a fleet as needed. And yes, I will absolutely come through Masal. Masal is the pipe.
Can I use an out of corp?
Did I miss any questions in fleet? I apologize.
I'm sorry.
Was there anyone that couldn't talk?
Do you fly via Balle?
Do I fly what? Who?
Via Balle or... Yeah, I'm in Ludixi at the moment.
Actually, if you want to meet here, hold on. Stay in Ludixi, just meet in Masal. I'll link the system.
Can we do this in an out-of-corp?
If you want to meet in the Saul from Dodixie. Otherwise, the rest of us will be going from Aldrat through Heck and then back down. When I first jumped in, you said T3. I thought you did. What the heck is it? Oh, tier 3. Tier 1 is your basic ships that you're flying right now. Tier 2 requires anywhere from 4 to 6 months worth of training, and they are basically the next step level above regular, as it were, tier 1 ships. They typically hold the same model, but they have better stats, and they are usually about 5 to 6 times the price, if not much more. Tier 2s, again, have much better resistances or much better damage output. Tier 3 is a bit beyond that. They have their own, there you go, a Legion is a good example of a Tier 3. So is a Proteus. Tier 3s, and this is not a Tier 3, it's a pipe dream for a new player. Yeah, Tier 3s are quite a ways away. I'm 30 days away from a Legion, but then again, that's with my screwed up skill trees. Basically, on a Tier 3, and again, you'll have to ask someone that actually flies them to get a better answer, but they're super awesome. Tier 3s are expensive, are more expensive than your standard ships. They also have different models. And they take what are called rigs or systems, and so you'll see under the traits, there's a whole list of different systems. And so because individual Tier 3s do not use normal or do not use all the normal modules that you would, it allows you to kind of build up your Tier 3 towards a specific focus. If you want to focus on offensive systems in this case or defensive systems, it allows you to kind of mix and match and kind of build your own salad, as it were. It doesn't start at a cruiser necessarily. I would suggest, here, let me find one for you. Strategic cruisers. So there's a link for strategic cruisers. Again, subsystems are the primary differentiators, and it allows you to do some amazing stuff. So if you go down to capabilities and uses, you can get some great tanks, either active or passive tanks. There's some COVOPs in there, bubble immunity. You can fit stuff in there in order to avoid bubbles. What else do I know? What's the best time to come down to NSC if you want to go now? Cam, the best answer to that is go ahead and jump into NSC comms, and we're going to jump down into NSC comms and go blow up their comms for a bit just to say hi. The best time is to join whenever you want. Jump into comms first, and you can usually ask for a status report about how the pipe looks. Yeah, when you do, die in when you lose the skill level, which is pretty messed up. All right, we got 2 minutes. Any other questions? I need a coffee refill in order to beat this hangover.
You said join, jump into what? Comms?
Yeah, I think he's referring to Mumble. We're going to jump down to NSC Mumble and say hi because we're going to probably head down that way.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to stay in this channel for Travel Fleet. But we'll go jump in their comms and we'll go say hi and bye to them.